What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So there's a meeting that takes place tonight from 5 till 7 at the Foundry Art Center in St. Charles about a data center. And this was brought to my attention a couple of days ago. There's a controversy about this data center, and the St. Charles City Council members, not the county council members, are considering approval of a use permit for 440 acres in question. And there seems to be a little mystery about this, and there seems to be a lot of opposition to it. Former State Senator Bill Igel is with us this afternoon. Of course, he is seeking currently the Republican nomination for St. Charles County Executive. Bill, how are you? Haven't spoken in a while. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So what is going on with this? I mean, to a certain extent, I thought when I was, pitched this a couple of days ago, I thought it was a little bit in the weeds. But my understanding is there's a lot of people in St. Charles that are curious about this. There's secrecy. There were NDAs that were signed about the project. So how would you explain what the proposal is and then what might happen tonight?
Yeah, so right now, from everything that I've gathered, the city of St. Charles is considering granting an exemption to their zoning laws inside the city to basically set aside 440 acres of city ground to put in a massive data center. Now, these data centers, there's data centers that are filled with servers and other electronic equipment all over the country. They do a couple things. One, it's a big industrial site, and St. Charles is considering putting this industrial site right up against some of the neighborhoods in St. Charles City. So there's a natural, real concern from some of the residents there who don't like the idea of having a whole bunch of light pollution and noise pollution at all hours of the day and night from an industrial park right next to their home. So that's the first thing. But I've also noticed that there's a real concern that such a big industrial site is ultimately going to make people's utility bills go up. And what's going to happen is, as I understand it, this data center is going to require so much electricity that it's going to require as much electricity as every other homeowner and business in St. Charles City combined. That's a huge amount of electricity.
I believe that. Yeah, the way these things have been described, that doesn't sound too far off reality.
Well, and what's going to happen, that's going to require Ameren and our electric providers to put new infrastructure in, so new power line, maybe new power generation. And when they do that, it's going to fall to the other ratepayers in the area and the wider region that use Ameren to pay for those upgrades, which means that all of our utility bills are going up. So there's concerns just from the residents living next to this. There's concern from the residents putting together, seeing their utility bills going up. There's also a concern that this is also the same site where we recently had a problem out in St. Charles City from some water contamination from the ground wells over there, where Ameren had already had some substations that leaked some bad substances in the ground. They just got done cleaning that up. And now we're talking about putting another industrial site right within the zone of where the residents of St. Charles are getting their water from. So there's an environmental concern as well. And making everything worse, it's wrapped up in this shroud of secrecy where we can't even really get any details about what's going on and what the details are.
Yeah, that's part of the weird part when it was described to me. What's your gut check on why there's so much secrecy?
Well, it is weird. I understand the desire for a private entity to limit the exposure of, you know, corporate secrets or business trade practices that they don't want to become public. But that is far and away different from letting the public know how much power is this place going to use. Are there any abatements that the city is going to give this data center that's going to make everybody else's property tax bills go up? Is there going to have to be, how exactly are they going to get the water to cool all the equipment to this plant? These are pretty basic details that the public ought to have access to that to this point they haven't had it. And a couple weeks ago, the Planning and Zoning Commission in St. Charles City actually denied the hazardous use permit that it was also going to be required for this facility because they're going to have to store thousands of gallons of diesel fuel on site in the event of a power loss that the backup generators could kick in. So there's some real environmental basic concerns that folks aren't getting answers to. And this is just weird. And it seems like it's not a good idea.
My understanding is this meeting is expected to be pretty packed tonight. Is it a meeting where the council could make a decision in the other direction? Or is this just the way that you described it in your post is sort of an open house from the developers? Is this just them kind of pitching a little bit more information? Or can the council maybe go in another direction here?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So tonight is just an informational meeting for residents and interested parties to come in and ask their questions. So I think there's pretty high expectations that there needs to be a whole lot more answers for the public that addresses these concerns that hasn't already been covered. Next Tuesday night is when the city council is planning to meet to make a final decision. And because the planning and zoning group actually voted against it for that hazardous use permit, 7 of the 10 city council members have to vote to override the Planning Zoning Commission and allow the project to go forward. And right now, it's very, very close whether or not this project is going to make it past that hurdle. So as more folks are getting involved, there's a real groundswell of opposition to what effectively comes down to a lot of unanswered questions.
Bill Igel is here. Let me ask you a couple of political questions. You are currently in this race for St. Charles County Executive, which the election would be next year, right? You're committed to that, or could that change and you maybe decide to run for Congress in the 2nd District?
No, that's not going to change.
Okay.
I'm committed to St. Charles County. I'm not thinking about the federal government right now. I'm trying to do everything I can not to think about federal politics at the moment.
What about, you know, and this is state politics and federal politics, what are your thoughts, just because you were there in the legislature on the redistricting effort from a couple of years ago? Obviously, there's some concern about that now. Senator Schor was on my show the other day talking about this. Republicans seemingly, and I think the president wants this, and the governor has been notified, Mike Kehoe, and there might be a session coming up where they tackle this redistricting issue to try to get the map a little bit more favorable to Republicans. Thoughts on that? I mean, I think it's something you encouraged from the start, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Right? My first thought is I had a lot of those folks in Jefferson City followed the advice that myself and a few others were trying to give them a couple years ago. They wouldn't have to deal with this, but here we are. I think the president is right on this issue. I think that the current breakdown of the congressional districts doesn't reflect the broader opinions of the Missouri public. I said that several years ago. I would say that now. And man, you know, I always refer to Donald Trump seems to be a constant miracle worker. Now he's able to get some of the more moderate Republicans in Jefferson City to act like more conservative Republicans. Boy, what can't he do, right? So I think it's going to happen. It looks like it's going to happen during the veto session next month. And like I said, for any of the Republicans down there that may have some hesitation, well, we could have done this a couple years ago, but it sounds like we're going to finally get it addressed now.
Well, the other thing that apparently they might address in the session is initiative petition reform, which is something else that was worked on a couple of years ago and just never got off the ground. I mean, we talked about it a lot, talked about it to the point where it drove me crazy. And I think a lot of people were confused by that. But it's my understanding that if the governor calls them back, that that's something that might be addressed in this special session, or they call it sometimes an extraordinary session as well. Mm-hmm.
You know, both initiative petition reform and the redistricting were two of the most controversial issues that the legislature was trying to tackle just a few years ago. And now it feels like whether it's Donald Trump in the White House or some more conservative forces down there in Jefferson City, they're finally coming to the forefront and they might actually get done. I think that's a good thing. I've been an advocate for reducing the ability of foreign influence in our public initiative petition process for a long time. We couldn't seem to get it done in regular session because there's always too much going on in regular session. So if we can get both of those things done in a special session over the veto timeline, those would be two pretty big victories for the state of Missouri.
Bill Igel, always great to have you on. Glad to hook up with you. I hope all is well, and keep us posted on everything out there in St. Charles.
Sounds good, Mark. We'll talk real soon.
All right. Take
get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.